This is the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty. Bobby is out today. I promise he will be back tomorrow. I'll start wreaking havoc again with Bobby. But for now, we have Joe from Mayor Stephanie Terry's office in with us to also wreak some havoc.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. You lied to me. I was told this was with Bobby and Liberty.
Oh my gosh. I know. False advertising.
It's okay. I mean, I'm still here. Still here. Very happy to see you. Very happy to see you. But please share some strong words with Bobby for me.
I will.
Thank
I
you.
Will.
He Thank
will.
You.
He's probably listening and like, I knew she would do something like this.
Well, really, it's not even your fault. I threw him under the bus. You didn't. This is a personal responsibility here. This was me. I did this.
First, let's just derail everything, and I need your personal review of Superman.
I quite enjoyed Superman, actually. I thought it was fun. I thought it solved what are the two biggest issues with Superman movies, one of which is that he is invincible, and therefore, where's the drama, right? Where's the conflict when he's invincible? The other, of course, being that he is so inherently good that, again, where's the drama? Where's the conflict? I thought they did a really nice job at finding ways to solve both of those problems. Once they did that, the movie worked great. I really, really enjoyed it.
And, dude, I can't give away, like, anything because I don't know if everyone's seen it yet. You should. But that, towards the end, special little pop-in made me very excited. Very excited. I will just leave it at that.
There were a lot of really good things about it. I like that James Gunn brought this kind of same humor and tone that he had in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies over here. I thought it worked very well. I'm excited to see what he does with the rest of that universe.
And you caught that small cameo from a Sean Gunn in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why he's on my arm. Anyway, we want to talk about the Mayor's Youth Council. How is it already time for school to start?
Right. How are we talking about the second year of the Mayor's Youth Advisory Council already, right? How did we get here? But yes, the Mayor's Youth Advisory Council, the second iteration, the 2025-2026 school year. That's where we are, right? 2025-2026?
Yes.
2025-2026 school year, Mayor's Youth Advisory Council, students from the 8th grade up through 12th grade can apply. That application is available now at the, I believe it is, evansvillegov.org/MYAC, Mayor's Youth Advisory Council. So you can find the application there, and certainly we encourage people to apply, come in, and generally meets about once a month. They come in, they talk about issues that are facing the youth in our community, and really kind of give voice to the younger generation who a lot of times don't have a voice in government.
And then something else that was just released last week, the Forward Together grants?
Yes, we'll be doing a second round of the Forward Together grants as well. The application is available at evansvillegov.org/forwardtogether. We're getting very creative with the URLs these days. But evansvillegov.org/forwardtogether, this is for local area not-for-profits who are doing work at neighborhood revitalization, at pulling, creating paths out of poverty. Specifically, this round of grants, eligible not-for-profits may apply for up to $35,000 in funding to support home weatherization programs, food access, services for people experiencing homelessness, and literacy. So those are the four sort of buckets that these this round of grants are aimed at, toward.
And so, Joe, we're going to switch over and call it Mesker Monday. I think that since the news broke, I mean, as soon as, you know, Mayor Terry was elected, this was one of the pieces of her platform,
sure.
You know, entertaining the idea of doing something with Mesker Amphitheater, which has been closed for like 100 years, I think.
Maybe 120. Yeah,
right.
Quite a long
time. It feels
like
it because of, I mean, it's just outdoors. It's deteriorating. Right. There's a lot of work to be done, but someone might have an idea for it.
Right. And this was something the mayor first brought up in her State of the City speech last year, so last April, the possibility that something might, we'd like to make something happen at Mesker. Over the course of time and kind of looking at different opportunities, we decided that the best option was to put out a request for proposals for people to come in and lease the property and, you know, turn it into an entertainment venue or restore it as an entertainment venue. So that's what happened last week, is that the Parks Board actually approved releasing that RFP, the request for proposals. And so now we just see what comes in. You know, there's no obligation. This doesn't mean something is going to happen. It means give us your best shot. You know, tell us what it is that you think you can do and that you want to do with it. And then those will be brought in and reviewed by the Parks Board, and the determination will be made if there's something that we should pursue or continue the conversation with, or if there's really nothing viable there, which in and of itself, I suppose, is sort of an answer in terms of what happens with Mesker going forward.
Here's a couple of ideas. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not going to fill out the form.
I'm scared.
Well, you
this
know,
is the form. Just talking to me is the form, right?
Exactly. This is formal. So, you know, we have so many vendor malls and consignment shops. What about through the summer? We have, like, you know, people set up booths in there and sell stuff.
It is specifically listed in the RFP that it has to be for as an set up as an entertainment venue.
Oh, so is I'm that not entertaining? That,
I don't
people
know
that, watching at a vendor mall? Joe, have you ever?
Okay. All right. All right.
That is just one idea.
Suggestion logged. What else you got?
What else do I have? Let's see. I was going to say like a weekly yard sale, but again, people watching.
So the entertainment here is watching the people who attend this, not the yard sale itself.
Exactly. Hurt. Unless there's interesting items that, you know.
Okay.
Kind of like a real life marketplace.
Again, I will again log your suggestions. I will take them back to the office and file them appropriately.
Into the trash.
I didn't say what appropriately meant. I just said I would file them appropriately.
Delete. Well, hopefully
I'll forget them on the walk back. Let's be honest.
Hopefully something gets done with that, or, you know, we just figure it out because everybody just wants a solution. They want a conversation about it, and that's what we're having.
Absolutely. And I think that's the important thing is that we are having the conversation. We're looking for ideas. We want to find a way to make something work here because this is a place that means a lot to so many people in this community. And to have it just sitting there empty is, I mean, it's not the ideal situation by any stretch of the imagination. So, again, this isn't a guarantee that something's going to happen, but it's good to see kind of what's out there, kick the tires. And if nothing good comes back, then again, we sort of have an answer then too.
Okay, inside the vendor mall that's outside, Mayor Terry sings once a week. Entertainment, boom.
That idea I might actually take all the way back. That might make it all the way back down the street to the Civic Center.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for joining us, Joe, and we will see you back again next month.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to it.